See, the pub started as a sawmill. As a mill. I don't know what kind. It could have been a flour mill.
Okay.
In 1700 and something. And that's the back wall of it. You know, this very back wall. You can see the roof of it there.
Yeah.
The back wall there. And it was a water mill.
Right.
And there's a pond up the top that served it. And then it changed to a garage. Now, I don't know when it changed to a garage, but it was a garage for years and years and years. And then it was sold on, and it became the Haggis Trap. They'd put a little cafe in, and they called the cafe the Haggis Trap. And then in 1974, it got its very first table license. But somewhere between that, it had been a TA barracks and various other things. But it was definitely 74 when it got its table licence. Then it got its full licence in the early 80s. We bought it in 1985. And it was virtually derelict then. When we bought it, it was absolutely... It couldn't be really open. It took us 2 months to just get it into a state of opening.
Right.
And the first, there was 8 of us worked for 2 months solid. And the first weekend we'd had, it had only sold 9 kegs of beer in the whole year. The year's trading the whole year before I opened was, 16 kegs of beer. Its turnover was £26,000 in the whole year.
Right.
And we bought, as I say, we bought it. And we opened, we were supposed to open in, we opened February 8th, but we couldn't take residence because I didn't have the bedrooms finished. It had all those bright nylon sheets on the beds, so all them were in the middle. I had all those in the halls waiting for the delivery of the new linen and everything to come in. And everything was just about nearly ready, but I was a week before I would take residence. But we were opening the bars. So I said, right, I said, we'll open up on the Friday night, and everything was ready. We'd got tenants said we'd only need 3 kegs of lager. Scottish Brewers said I could have 6 kegs of beer. So we got those. I filled all my shelves with beer and all my spirits. I did that, you know, just normally. And I said we'd lit a fire. The snow was deep. It was good snow. And I said, right, I said, we'll light the fire, we'll open the doors. This was 5:30, but we won't, nobody will come in. We'll just all relax and have a party because we've worked so hard. And I went, and I used to change for dinner every night in them days before this pub. And they used to always put a long skirt on at night. So I went and put my long skirt on and sat down. We sat down behind the fire, we opened the doors. And I don't know where they came from. They fell in. I went and took my skirt off. I've never put a long skirt back on in my life since. And they just fell in. We couldn't cook anything other than maybe... We couldn't use the fryer because it was so filthy. It was being cleaned with caustic soda. The grills and the thing, all I could make was soup. And I had a grill I could use to make bacon or... steak, which is, would you believe? we sent somebody to town to get rolls. That was Friday night. By Monday morning, after I'd closed the place, I'd opened the place to play open Monday morning, we had no beer, no bottles, nothing. There could be no food. It's all gone. We'd sold a lot. Everything that we had in the pub was sold over the weekend. What had happened was the road closed. And I had 36 guys up the stairs at midnight on Friday night sorting through bedding and finding beds.
Really?
And they were just lying everywhere. They were on the floor, they were everywhere. Just people. And it was crazy. Absolutely crazy. And at 6 o'clock, somebody was gone down to town to get breakfast for people, to buy bacon and stuff to give them breakfast. It was crazy.
So that was your opening night?
That was our opening weekend, yeah.
Yeah.
And then I don't think we went to bed. and I think from the whole of the summer, the winter seasons then, for the next few seasons, I got up at 6 o'clock in the morning and he was on his way to bed with meat passing. I would do the breakfast and he would do the all nights because they never went to bed.
Yeah.
It never closed in the winter.
That's incredible.
And then, well, it did. The turnover was, as I say, 26,000 the year we bought it. That was 85. In 95, the turnover was 195,000. But then the snow stopped.
Right.
And in 3 years, the turnover was down to 74,000. And he couldn't replace it. He couldn't do anything with it. It was gone. And the pub went in 1998.